abundance of water. The fool is thirsty, why you all go look for a living among the dead?
All who seek him shall find him.
Yet you are going to look for the living among the dead. Mistaking the messenger for his message. Mistaking the prophet for whom he represents. Mistaking the king for the king of all kings. Mistaking the singer for the one he sings. So
because of the exemplary character of the life of Jesus Christ, it is necessary that all men do their maximum in their human efforts to see to it that they approximate as much as they can the good example that has been set by him. I would tell a person that's considering the claim of Christ for the first time that it is necessary to have faith in the Almighty, that it's necessary to have love.
Why you all go look for the living among the dead?
All who seek him.
You are going to look for the living among the dead.
Shall find him.
You're praising what so many prophets and so many righteous men said.
What they said. Yet you are going to look for the living among the dead.
Tell me what them do mistaking.
It's quite true that there is no perfection in humanity. From time to time, we make mistakes. We do commit sins. But even as we do that, deep in our heart as Christians, we know we have a chance of forgiveness from the Almighty. I would advise him
that you are going to look for the living among the dead.
To read and to study the Bible.
So tell me what them do.
A fool that we first had a way run away. A fool that we first had a way let's go. A fool that we first had a way run away. Christ is gone.
To live in this healthy life, a Christian life, is what makes me follow Jesus Christ.